Okay, today's daf is Shabbat daf Yud Bet. We're at the top of Yud Bet. Ahmed Aleph. We were kind of right in the middle of something. We're trying to reconcile between two brightas. One that said that if a zav goes out with a pouch around his avar, he would be only also derabanan, but on a deraita level, it's mutter. He'd be pater. And another brighter which said that he'd have to bring a korban chatat, implying that it's also deoraita. What we said was, we tried to reconcile between the two, saying one was there for a functional purpose because it was either counting his clean days, or it was keeping track of how many emissions he had, and one was just there stam, it wasn't really serving a function. And then we said, well, it does serve a function because it's protecting his clothes from becoming dirty, from becoming tame. And then we said no, because that doesn't constitute a proper function, as we see by a bowl that collects water, that when it's only there to stop the water from dirtying the wall, we don't see that as serving a proper function. Now we're going to challenge the comparison between the two. Mi dami hatam lo kabai lehu lahani mashkin klal, ah kabai le lahai kis le kabule be ziva. There, by the water going in the bowl, you have no necessity whatsoever for the water going in the bowl, but here, by the pouch that we're talking about, you do have a necessity for it, right? It needs to collect the emission in order to stop it from being metame his garments. In which case, you can't compare the two. One is serving a function, and one is serving absolutely no function. The water serves no function there, right? Yeah, it would have served a function if you wanted it to clean the bowl out, but it's not serving a function because you don't want it to clean the bowl out, you just don't want it to dirty the wall. But here, the pouch is very much so serving a function in protecting the clothing from getting dirty. Halo damya el laseifa ariva shiyara de delafatocha mayim vanitzen vanitzbin enen bechiyutan vishtocha hareze bechiyutan. Ultimately, we do say that it is serving a function. We should say that it serves a function. By the bowl serves a function. Yes, the pouch serves a function by protecting his clothing, but the bowl also serves a function for the water inside of it, because you don't want the water to be on your wall. And therefore, the water being in the bowl is preferable to you because it is not on the wall. If it weren't in the bowl, it would be on the wall. And for that reason, you're happy that the water is in the bowl and it's still not b'chiyutan. So we see that the water in the bowl serves its function. You're happy that it's there, and you're happy that the emission is in the pouch and not on your clothing. They are comparable. And if they're comparable, then we have an issue because we still have the stira in the brightas. Because the moment that we consider the pouch as serving a function, then seemingly you should have the same exact problem between the two brightas. Because why would you be chayav deoraita for going out with this pouch when it's serving a necessary function? If it doesn't serve any kind of necessary function, then yeah, we would wonder why we'd have why the brighta would indicate to you that you would be if it served no function whatsoever, it would make sense that it's chayav. If it has a function, then it shouldn't be chayav. So why would there be a difference between these two brightas? Ella abayev rava dami tarvayu lo kasha hayu rihuda harav shimon. Rather, abayev rava reconcile the two brightas as follows. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi Shimon. Difference of opinion. That's the easiest way to explain it. Rabbi Shimon holds one, Rabbi Yehuda holds the other. Tana de Rabbi Shimon, the Beit Midrash Rabbi Shimon taught, Yotzei adam tefillin b'erev Shabbat m'chashecha. You're allowed to leave, you have to go out in tefillin, erev Shabbat, right before sunset. Why would you be allowed to do that? I mean, aren't we concerned that you're going to take it off right when Shabbat comes in, and then you're going to be stuck carrying it on Shabbat? My time, I came out to Amar Rav Avrahu, chayav adam l'mashmesh b'tefillin kol sha'a v'sha. No, we're not concerned that you're going to forget your tefillin, because you always have to be aware that your tefillin are there, which is not like a tailor with a needle stuck in his clothing who's going to forget that it's there. It's what we learned from a kal v'chomer from the tzitz, right? The tzitz was the forehead plate of the Kohen Gadol. And the Torah says that it has to be on your forehead always, but you already know that you're not supposed to take it off. Or when, you know, there's sometimes that you do take it off, so what does it mean that it has to be on your forehead always? They have other halachot that pertain to when the Kohen would wear this and when the Kohen wouldn't wear this. No, what it tells you is you need to know that it's on your forehead always. That's what we learned by the Kohen Gadol. He needs to constantly be aware that it's on his head. Why? Because it has the Shem Hashem on it. So we make a kal v'chomer to tefillin. Tefillin has four parshiot in it. The tzitz only has one Shem Hashem in it. So tefillin has four parshiot on it, all the more so you should constantly be aware that it's there, because you're constantly aware that it's there. We're not afraid that you're going to forget about your tefillin if you go out Erev Shabbat with tefillin on. Tanya Chananina Omer Chananya Omer, Chayav Adam L'Mashmash B'Bigdo Erev Shabbat Im Chashecha, that you have to check your clothing before Shabbat, right before sunset, to make sure you're not carrying anything. Amar Rav Yosef Hilchot Aruba Tayla Shabbat. That is a big rule when it comes to Shabbat. That's a big, big, very, very important halacha. You have to check yourself right before Shabbat to make sure you're not carrying anything. Lo Yipaleh Et Kelav, who said you shouldn't shake out your clothing, for life. Yibai Lehu. They asked, Lo Yipaleh Et Kelav B'Yom Shem Yarog. Do we say as follows? You can't shake out your clothing from lice even during the day because we're concerned that you're going to kill one of the lice. The Rabbi Eliezer, and this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita, Titania, I'm a Rabbi Eliezer, we're learning the Rabbi Eliezer taught as follows, Ha'horeg kina b'shabaki l'horeg gamal. Because if you kill a louse on Shabbat, it's like you killed a camel, meaning we don't differentiate between the two acts of killing as they pertain to the Isser on Shabbat. V'lo yikra l'or haner shema yite. And why can't you read from the or haner? Totally different halacha. We don't want you to tilt the candle in order to read better. O dilma, or perhaps we want to say as follows, tarvayo shema yate. The concern by both of them is that you're going to tilt the candle. You don't shake out your clothing because we're afraid that you're going to do it by candlelight in order to find the lice. And you don't read by the candlelight because we're afraid that you're going to tilt the candle. Right? Why do we teach these two together? Maybe it's because they're both the same reason. What's the nafkamina? Whether you can do it during the day. Because you can shake out your clothing during the day without a candle, and therefore you'd be allowed to. If the concern is by tilting the candle. However, by night, when you need the candle, then you're not allowed to. However, if the concern is killing the louse, then even by the day, it should be a problem. That's the nafkamina. Tashma. Okay, so let's find out what exactly we mean here. Do we have the same concern by both of them, or do we have completely independent concerns here? Tashma, ein polin ve'ein korin, right? You can't shake out your clothing, and you can't read lo haner. Mi alima matnitin, right? So we wanted to suggest that this brayta, when it says, hey, you can't shake out your clothing, and you can't read next to the candle, that teaches, you know, both things in conjunction with one another, and that indicates to you that they're the same concern, and therefore you can't shake out your clothing because of the concern that you're going to tilt the candle. And then we ask, is that brayta any better of a proof than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also teaches them together, and we said that wasn't a proof. So no, you can't draw a proof from there. Tashma, ein polin lo haner, ve'en korin lo haner. Elu mina halachot she'amru ba'aliyat Chananya ben Chizkia ben Garu. Right? You can't shake out your clothing, and you can't read le'or haner. You can't read in front of a candle. Let's see that hagot v'tziyunim, that bet. Look on the side here. Ve'elu tzarech lomar et... Nope. Ve'elu... Not helpful. Okay. Elu min halachot she'amru ba'aliyat Chananya ben Chizkia ben Garon shvamina de tarvayo shema yite shvamina. Right? So these halachot, because they were taught together in conjunction with one another in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkia, we assume that these halachot were taught for the same general purpose, in which case they're both taught with a concern for tilting the candle in order to read it properly. So we conclusively learned from there that we have the same concern. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Afilu Lavchin ben Bigdo LeBigdei Ishto. You can't even use a candle to differentiate between your clothing and your wife's clothing. And the assumption there is maybe you could, because it would be very easy to differentiate. Amar Rava lo Amar El Bnei Mechoza. We only said that about Bnei Mechoza, Aval Bnei Chak Leita Medayade. However, the farmers, the way they dress, the agricultural workers, it's so obvious that you're allowed to use the light just to see the difference between the two of them, because you don't have to look with such precision to know the difference between man's clothing and woman's clothing. However, Bnei Mechoza apparently is harder to tell. Ud Bnei Mechoza Nami lo Amar El Zkenot Aval Yodo Medayade. And by Bnei Mechoza, we also said only in regard to old women. However, young women, who's very clear what their clothes were, old women, it was harder to tell. Tanur Banan. Ein polin b'shut d'rabi b'nei hakavod. You're not allowed to shake out your clothing from the lice in the public domain, because it's a common decency not to shake out your clothing in a public area. Kiyote bo, similarly, Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Amri la Rabbi Nechemia ein osin afik t'vazin b'shut d'rabi b'nei hakavod. You can't make, this is like a medicine that they would make to induce vomiting. You shouldn't do that in a public place because of the kavod. Also, it doesn't have common decency towards your neighbors. Tanur Banan. Hamapelet kelav molel v'zorek. How exactly should you clean your clothing for lice on Shabbat? So someone who shakes out his clothing, he should squeeze them and throw them away. He just can't kill them. Ava Shaul Omer Notel Vizorek. No, you can't squeeze them. You have to take them off very, very carefully and throw them away. And then you can't squeeze them at all. Ava Rav Huna Halacha Mol Vizorek. The halacha is you squeeze them and you throw them out. Vizeu Kvodo. And that is the proper way of doing it. Vafilu Bechol. And even on a weekday, that's how we go about doing it. Right? That's the proper way we do it. We're allowed to do that on Shabbat as well. Rabba Mikata Luhu, Rav Shesha Mikata Luhu. So Rav Shesha would kill kill them, not on Shabbat, on a weekday. Rava Shalilu Lekana, actually, I'm not sure if that's in Shabbat on a weekday. I'll get back to you. Rava Shadilu Lekana Demaya. Rava would throw it into a cup of water so as not to kill it with his hands. Amalur of Nachman Levinte, Ketulin Vashminan Li Kala de Sanvate. Right? Kill them in their proper way, in their normal way. Comb out your clothing, with a comb that would kill the lice. And it doesn't matter that it's Shabbat, you're allowed to do that in the same exact way. Tanya, we learned the bride of Shimon Lazar Omer in Horgin et HaMachal of Shabbat. Shimon Lazar said, you're not allowed to kill the lice, you're not allowed to kill lice on Shabbat. They are a creature that is substantial enough such that you're not allowed to kill them on Shabbat. Dear Beit Shammai, that is Beit Shammai Shita, Beit Hillel Matirin. Beit Hillel says, no, you're allowed to. V'chein hayar v'shem ben Elazer omer, similar to v'shem ben Elazer taught, v'shem ben Gamliel, the name of v'shem ben Gamliel, and v'shashkin at the tinokot le'areis. You're not allowed to set up children to get married on Shabbat. V'lo t'tinok l'amdo sefer, v'lamdo umanot, nor to arrange someone to teach your child or to teach him a profession. V'ein menachman avelim, and you don't go to comfort the mourning. The ain people who are mourning over their deceased. The ain mivakrin cholim shabbat. You shouldn't visit the sick people. Tiver beit shammai. That's all beit shammai shita. Beit hillel matirin. Beit hillel says all these things are mutter. Tavanan hanichlas levakir the cholim. Someone who goes to visit a sick person. Omer. You say the following, Shabbat he milizo, right? Shabbat is here to help you get better, to get stronger. Refua kruvalavo, and healing is soon to come. Remeir Omer Yechola he shitarachim. He would say that Shabbat is fit for mercy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamakom Yirachem Alecha Balchola Yisrael. That the omnipresent should have mercy on you and on all the sick people of Israel. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hamakom Yirachem Alecha Batoch Chole Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you should say the omnipresent should have mercy on you amongst all these sick people of Israel. She Shavna Ish Yerushalayim B'Knisato Omer Shalom. Ubitiato Omer Shabbat he miliza grufrokorolavo. Right? So Shabna would say, when he would go in, he would just say peace to you. He would say shalom. Only when he would leave, he would say Shabbat miliza grufrokorolavo. Verachamav merubin. And furthermore, his mercy is great. Veshabbato b'shalom. And his Shabbat is for shalom. Kiman. Okay, and whose opinion did he follow? Kiman Azla. Hadamarucha Nina Mishishlo Chola Betoch Beito Tarashiavena Betoch Chola Israel. Kiman Kribiosi. So that which Rav Chanina taught, that someone who has a sick person in their house, he says, you should join them together with Klal Yisrael. You shouldn't just pray for them. You should pray for them and their sickness amongst the sick people of all of Klal Yisrael to kind of group them in as a collective. Well, that he learned from Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi was near Medayik to say, Hamakum Yirachem Alecha Betoch Chola Yisrael, as opposed to Rav Yehuda, who would say, Yirachem Alecha Ve'al Chola Yisrael. To differentiate you, he should have mercy on you. Kadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on you and the Chola Yisrael. Whereas Rav Yossi would say, he should have mercy on you amongst the Chola Yisrael. So it's clear that Rabbi Chanina was following Rabbi Yossi's Shita, who believed that you're supposed to join people in together into one tzibur when davening for them for their sickness. Amar Rabbi Chana, ki have azleinan batre de Rabbi Eliezer l'shule b'pitcha. When we would go after Rabbi Eliezer to ask about sick people, zimnin amar hamakom yifadecha l'shalom. Sometimes you'd say that the omnipresent should recall you for peace. Sometimes he said, "Rachmana yidkar necha l'shalom," that the merciful one should remember you for peace. Hechi avidachi, how did he do that? V'amar Rav Yehuda le'olam alishal adam tzarchav b'lashon arami. You're not supposed to daven in Aramaic. V'amar Rav Yochanan kol shol tzarchav b'lashon arami in malchei shar niskakin lo she'en malchei shar makirim b'lashon arami. Right? If you daven in Aramaic, the malchei sharei, they're not going to help your tefillah because they're not familiar with Aramaic. Shani chole d'shechina imo. Well, a sick person is different because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence resides with a sick person. You don't need the malchei shar. Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav minay d'shechina soed etechole. How do you know the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that his presence sustains sick people? Shneamar Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Divai, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sustains those on a sick bed. Tanin Amiachi, similar to Tana Brayta, Nichlas Levaker Dechol, someone who goes to visit a sick person, Lo Yeshav al Gebe Mita, he shouldn't sit on his bed, Velo al Gebe Kise, shouldn't sit on his seat, Ela Mitate Veyoshev Lefanav, rather he should cover himself up and sit in front of him, Bnei Shishchina Lemala Mishutav Shel Chole. Because the divine presence resides upon the head of a sick person, Shneamar, as it says, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Divai, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sustains those on a sick bed. But Amar Rava, Amar Ravin, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zan Etachole. How do you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sustains sick people? Shneamar, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Divai, because it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu sustains those on their sick bed. Lo Yikra Lo, and they're not supposed to read to candlelight. Amar Rava, Filu Gavoa Shtekomot. Even if it's twice your height, this candle, you still can't use it for reading. But Filu Shte Mirdot, and even the height height of two plow handles, even the height of 10 houses, one on top of the other, we made a gzera, you don't read by candlelight, so you don't read by candlelight, no matter how high up it is. Right? So, we can be medayek in our teaching that we said one person cannot read lo or haner, so two people can read lo or haner. Didn't we learn that b'rayt lo achad lo shnayim? One person can't do it, and two people also can't do it. No, you just have to say like this, right? When they're reading from the same thing, they're allowed to, one's going to remind one, like they're each going to remind each other because they're learning from the same thing, hey, don't tilt the ner. But if they're reading their own things, they're clearly lost in their own study, and therefore they're not going to be there to remind one another. Amar Rav Huna Medura Filo Asar Bnei Adam Asar. And if you have a bonfire, even 10 people cannot learn together. Why? Because everyone has to sit very far apart, like around a fire, and they're not close enough to remind each other. Amar Rava Im Adam Chashuv Hu Mutar. If he's an important person, it's mutar. Why? Because it's generally very dirty to touch the lamp. It's like filled with oil. And then Adam Chashuv is very careful about being dirty. He doesn't dirty himself, so we're not concerned that he's going to. Meitveh, but didn't we learn the following? Lo Yikra Leor HaNer Shem Yiteh. You shouldn't learn next to the candlelight, because perhaps you're going to tilt the candle. Amar Rishmael ben Elisha, Aniakra velo etes. So Rishmael ben Elisha says, you know what? I'm going to read by candlelight, and I am not going to tilt the candle. It's not going to happen. And then one time he was reading and he was just about to tilt the candle and he said the following, and so how great are the words of the Chachamim who warned us not to read by candlelight because we might come to tilt the candle. I thought of myself as someone who could stop myself from doing that. I said, you know, that doesn't really apply to me. I'll just be very, very careful. And no, I wasn't careful. I was just about to do it, and then I realized how great are the words of the Chachamim to make that preventative for us. Rav Natan Omer Kara. So Rav Natan says, actually, this is what happened. He read Vehite, right? So he read Leor Haner, and he actually did tilt the candle. He violated it. He did what was aser, Vekata Valpin Kaso, and then he wrote down in his notebook, after Shabbat, I'm assumingly, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha. I am Yishmael ben Elisha. Kariti Ve'ititi Ner Shabbat. I read by candlelight, and then I tilted the candle on Shabbat. When the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, I have to bring a Korban Chatat for what I just did. Rishmael ben Elisha is different. Meaning, you want to say he was a... Meaning, why is this a problem at all, right? We said no one's allowed to read Lo or Haner. No, because an Adam Chashuv is different. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty. And so we challenged that by saying Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha clearly didn't think that he was different. Well, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is actually a different case. He doesn't treat himself like an Adam Chashuv when it comes to learning Torah. Meaning, when it comes to learning Torah, if it's necessary to get his hands dirty to learn Torah, he would, right? He treats himself like a head yot, like a normal person, not an Adam Gadol, and therefore the normal halacha would apply to him. Tani Chada. Shamash bodek koso v'kero lo or haner tani idach lo yivdok. Right, so one teaching told us that the servant in your house should not check your kalim for dirt and other things by or haner to make sure they're clean enough by candlelight. And the other says no, he's allowed to. Or the first one says he's allowed to check by candlelight. The second one says that he is not allowed to check by candlelight. One teaching said that a servant should not check by candlelight. The other teaching said that a servant may check by candlelight. Lo kasha, it's not difficult. Kan be shamash kavua, kan be shamash enu kavua. One is by your set servant, you're going to be very careful to him. He's going to be very careful to impress his master, and therefore he wants to get them very, very clean. But a servant who's just there for a day, he doesn't really care that they come out a little bit smudged, he doesn't really care about his reputation, doesn't care that the master is going to be mockbeat. Vibai aim, alternatively, you could answer as follows. Ha baha be shamash kavua. They're both talking about a servant who's there, who's the set one of the house. Lo kasha, not difficult. How the mashka, how the nefta. Right, one is by an oil candle, and one is by a non-oil candle, by a torch, because the oil candle is very dirty. We're not concerned that he's going to tilt it, but by a normal torch, we do have the concern that he's going to tilt it. Ibai lehu, we ask the following question, shama sheinu kavua. If you have a non-set servant, right, who generally, we say, he doesn't care, in which case, he's not going to be very, very makbid, b'dimashcha, however, it's by an oil candle, mahu, so what's the halacha there? Amar raval halacha vein morin kain. That is the halacha, however, or that's not how, we don't, we don't put out a public statement that's the halacha, but you're allowed to if there's no other halacha. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar halacha v'morin kain. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that is the halacha, and we do dafka teach it. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebe Rav Asi. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba went to the house of Rav Asi, kam shame kapadik lenehora, and his servant got up and started checking things to next to a fire, disharga, right, of a torch. Amra le debitu marlo avid hachi. Amar lo shavke kirebi svarale. Right. So his wife got up and said, the master doesn't hold this way. Why is it that you would, why is it that your servant is allowed to be checking Lor Haner? You hold it, you're not allowed to check Lor Haner. And he says, no, he passes like his rabbi. It's totally fine. His rabbi says that it's fine, so you're allowed to let him do it even in my house. Bemet amru a chazan. So going back to the Mishnah, that the chazan is allowed to point out where the tinokot is allowed to read. The amar resha roe, my lovely crote. We said that he is allowed to look in. And then we said afterward, oh, but he's not allowed to read. What does it mean to look in a book? Doesn't that mean to read? No, he's not actually reading from the Sefer. He's just kind of just making sure he's still holding in the Kriya. So he just looks at the first word and just kind of get himself started. And then he says, okay, do I know the rest of this line? Yeah. Then he goes on to the next one. Do I know the rest of this line? Yeah. Similar Rabbi Shmuel taught, have a Masader who Roshei Parshiotav, right? That you're allowed to be Masader Roshei Parshiotav, meaning you're allowed to check and make sure that you have everything in order, you're reading in order. The Kula Parsha Lo, but you're not allowed to read the entirety of the Parsha. Meitive, we challenge the Shita, Rabbi Shmuel Gomila Omer, Tinoko Shalit Rabban, Hayu Masader Parshiotav, Vikorin. Children learning in their teacher's house would be not only Misader Roshe Parshiotav, they would also read the entire Parsha, Leor Haner, in front of candlelight. Ibai and Ema, you could answer as follows. Roshe Parshiotav, you could just say, no, they wouldn't actually read the entire Parsha, they were just reading the Roshe Parshiotav, and that we said is okay. The Ibai and Ema, alternatively, could say as follows. Shani Tinokot Hoyel Ve'emat Rurabban Alein Lo'ati Latzluye. Right? The students, the young children in their teacher's house have the fear of their teacher upon them. They're going to be much more cautious not to do anything wrong. We'll stop there.